today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Ladies and gentlemen, Salamu Alaikum. You are with today's special from IRIB English Radio. Please join us on how to organize our life in Islam. Today, Wednesday, is the 11th of Jamadi Thani 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 14th of Day 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 4th of January 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For blessing this moment, we listen to Chapter Adh-Dhariyat from the Holy Quran, verses 56-58.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ما أريد منهم من رزق وما أريد أن يطعمون
I do not want from them any provision, nor do I want them to feed me.
إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين.
Indeed, it is Allah who is the continual provider, the firm possessor of strength.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse 56 is saying that Allah Almighty did not create jinn and mankind, but for being worshipped and glorified by them. The contextual meaning of the blessed verse is that the purpose behind the creation of jinn and mankind is that they worship Allah the Almighty. According to lexicographical sources, servantship designates the high state of humbleness against the object of worship, supposed to have granted infinite bounties and blessings. And He, Allah, is solely Allah the Almighty. Thus, servantship is the zenith of human perfection and His closeness to Allah Almighty.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran.
شكرًا يا ربي شكرًا هديت قلبي شكرًا نورت دربي شكرًا شكرًا يا ربي
Again, we open the chapter of How to Organize Your Life in Islam. Setting goals in life, planning your future, and designing your own purpose in life is all a part of the Islamic teachings. The fact that this is not a part of the education system explicitly is a major gap in the education of every Muslim and non-Muslim alike. What is your life purpose and how do you plan to achieve your dreams in this life and the hereafter? Islamic creed is very clear. We have been created to worship Allah the Most High. That is your purpose. But that doesn't mean you will spend every waking hour in the masjid, in the mosque, or on prayer mat. Allah intended for the Muslim to be an active participant in the society and hence commanded us to go out in the world to seek out the bounties of Allah outside of prayer times. That's right. Making a plan and organizing the day to make your life a success, one that you have envisaged it to be or greater, is a must for every Muslim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, in this video, we are going to talk about the ways to organize our daily routine. The first is meditation and mindfulness. Starting our day with a purpose helps us shape how the rest of our day turns out. The second, principle that I want to mention here about making and organizing the routines is to develop a fitness routine. The next actual principle that we want to share and refer to is an afternoon pick-me-up. Find a routine in the afternoon that works for you so you can reorganize and finish your day on a high note. The next principle that we want to recommend to you, dear listeners, is to declutter and simplify. What do we mean by that? This one might seem obvious, but decluttering and simplifying your home will help you be more organized, reduce distractions, and allow for greater focus. This can be everything from clearing your countertops off, saying no to buying unnecessary items, making your bed each morning, and making a weekly meal plan. Donate or throw away those items that you no longer use or need. Tidy up your space and clean up so that it is easy to find things when you need them. Life is better with less clutter. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
Now, tips on getting organized. Why we look at this? Because it's good for our iman. From the list we can choose, getting into the sleeping mood from the evening. In Islamic calendar days, do not start in the morning, but in the evening. And the many reasons for that is the importance of the rest for human being. Most of us get new inspirations towards the night and start surfing the internet. This leads to the point where we forgot about the time and stay too late, pursuing a new idea or interest. Then we get tired and go to sleep at around 1 a.m. or more, 2 a.m. Tomorrow, when we wake up, the brilliant idea is not as inspiring as it was yesterday anymore. Sounds familiar? Use everything to spend time with family and with yourself. Do your daily reading. Meditate. Talk to people face to face. Walk and think. Shut down all gadgets, including TV, and live a real life. Tomorrow, you'll have a powerful day with all your electronic gadgets on.
رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ فِي الشُّرُوقِ وَفِي الْغُرُوبِ نُورُهُ يَهْدِي الْعَالَمِ.
وهو علام الغيوب في الشروق وفي الغروب نوره يهدي العصا ربنا الهادي الودود فضله ملء الوجود عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
Okay, the producer of today's special entitled this part, The Planning Tools and System, because we're going to speak about a meal plan. There is no question about it. Your house will run the smoothest when you make meal planning a priority. Planning lunches and dinners for the week and making sure you are stocked up on groceries saves so much time and will keep you sane. We hate the feeling of getting home from work and having no idea what we're going to make for dinner, so planning ahead is crucial. Having a meal planning system in place is such a lifesaver in our house.
So Imam Raza alayhi salam said that a mu'min cannot be a true mu'min unless he has three qualities, one from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one quality is to adapt from Rasulullah, and the third one was sunnatun min waliyihi. A third quality he has to adapt from the Imam, from the ma'soom, from the Ahlul Bayt. فَأَمَّا السُنَّ مِنْ وَلِيِّهِ. And what is that quality? He says, فَالصَّبْرُ فِي الْبَعْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. To inculcate this quality of sabr and patience at all times. بَعْسَاء وَالضَّرَّاءِ are distressful situations. We can divide it one into financial stress and other is physical stress. Something to do with health, for example. And in all these kinds of situations, you know, the issue of maintaining sabr. When we say sabr and patience, it's sometimes difficult in a secular environment to think about it in that way. Many people think sabr and patience means weakness. You know, I think even in Urdu we have a saying that, oh, bichara sabr ke alawa kya kar sakta. So when you say bichara means he doesn't really have any power to do anything and therefore he does sabr. So sabr becomes something which is sign of weakness. Whereas in Islam when we talk about sabr, sabr is not actually a sign of weakness. It is actually power and strength. You might give in that stressful situation. Do things which are not right. But you still maintain your own dignity. You maintain your faith. And you trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you face the difficulty. This is not weakness. This is actually power and strength.
As you noticed, we were speaking about how to organize our life in Islam. Inshallah, we continue on the next episode of today's special tomorrow. So we meet you soon, inshallah. Fi amanillah.
Who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world, 'cause I'm a believer.